Hi everyone, welcome to Simply Blooming's podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Lord Ganesh, who will be pretty much doing most of this podcast, if not all of it, with the rest of the team. So hello darlings, it's always good to be here. Thank you, Isis, for that beautiful introduction as always. So we're going to be talking about blooming. So what is it that you feel that you bloom, you know, when you're simply being present? It was a funny question because you often take it for granted, and you know, you don't really contemplate it, but actually it's the most beautiful self-inquiry you can, you know, make to yourself, to the self that is you, you know, not the worrying self and all the subdivided selves, but actually your source energy that's in non-disconnected state, you know. So you're an intergalactic being. You have chosen to create a physical manifestation of a form that actually can transform itself in any given microsecond. It's, you know, human beings have forgotten that skill set, but actually it's definitely something that occurs with a few people out there. By a few, we don't mean three, but there's certainly a few of you out there that remember that. Often you stay very withdrawn from the human populace at large, but it's something that definitely some of you are interested in. We know some of you are very interested in that. But, you know, what we know of people who are doing that, they're very heart-centered because, you know, they're not doing it to utilize that energy potential in a way that would create an unfortunate disturbance with the rest of the human populace. They're simply living themselves, you know, and this is very exciting. So, you know, you might want to go back to the beginning and ask what that question is again, right? But we're not going to do that for you. You can do that for yourself. But it is a really, really wonderful inquiry, you know, to go deep diving with. And, you know, you'll find that you'll feel the non-breath when you ask that question, because the non-breath is pure you know, and it has no definitive response to anything outside of what it knows itself to be, which is infinite, you know. So that's something to contemplate when you're ready, if you so desire. But it's interesting because, you know, people get very busy, you know, busy worrying about so many things. And there's no greater or less than worry. People worry, and worry is worry. You know, it doesn't get graded, but unless you decide to grade it. But really, worry is worry, and it has the same causal effect on your physical form, your mental state, and emotional state. So we ask the question, why choose to do that to yourself? Because it's fruitless, not fruitful. But when you're fruitful, you know, you just are so exhilarated by life itself, and the value of life is infinite. You know, you thrive and you want to keep living, you know, a loving, lustrous life. And that can mean many things to different people, right? It's not a one-size-fits-all in definition. It is something that each of you have your own understanding of what that is for you. And you're not locked into that understanding as you evolve yourself. No one else is evolving you. You are doing that for yourself. And then that's an interconnected nature with all of what is. But certainly, you know, as an individual being of light, even though you're connected to all that is, you know, you're doing it for you. And so you do not need someone to do it outside of you, and no one in the cosmos really will, because that's, you know, there is a respectfulness to your sovereignty of who and what you are. And so when you really get that, it's absolutely exhilarating. You know, you feel alive with infinite potential, you know. I'll say that again. You are alive with infinite potential. And that is super exciting, you know, because you don't know yet what you're capable of creating through harmonic resonance. You know, you create your own weather patterns. So, you know, when you realize what you can really create the world that you love to participate in, but the world that is also you, you know, no more scaremongering. you do, you know, what, that's fairly fruitful in some of you, obviously, because you're doing it. But for many of you, it's fruitless. Only you can say what is for you, you know. Only you know this, you know. Even though as source energy it knows, you know, it doesn't step in and interfere with you. You have free will to be whatever you want to be. It is a play of light. It is a play of wonderment, whatever that wonderment manifests as. So you have this infinite potential, you have infinite self-expressions, and whatever you decide to self-express, you will simply become it and be it. But there's more to it, you know. There is more to it. There's a global consciousness as well as the, you know, yourselves as individuals. There's community consciousness, you know, there's socioeconomic consciousness, there's all these different things. But when you shed light on all those things, it becomes the oneness of all that is. And that's transformative, you know. It is, whether you like to call it ascension, transcendence, ultimately it becomes that source energy in onement. And, you know, then there's such an amazing play of light that, you know, you are prancing and dancing within yourself always, you know. Isis was on site today, and, you know, they were talking about the tango. I mean, it's the dance of love, you know. It's just that intimacy from the heart that connects to, you know, the heart of another. And it performs the dance, you know, the body moves in synchronicity because the two hearts are beating as that one. So that's when you really feel the energy of that beautiful dance. But life is like that. It's the Shakti Shiva of life. It is the breath of life. It's the dance. It's the ether, the sound waves, the vibrational tapestries that you keep creating. So when you're creating your tapestries of light, when you create them from a harmonic resonance, you know, your heart just beats to a different tune. And, you know, for what we are in source energy, for where we are within the infinite self, as this infinite self, it's a really beautiful experience to witness, you know, when a human being comes into that connectivity of knowing itself. It is a beautiful gift for all of us to witness it, you know. And, but, you know, we're so aware that life for so many of you is just, some of you is quite traumatic, you know, but it's also busy. It's so busy, you know, it's some of you find it quite tricky to just, you know, go play with yourself in such a way that you feel delighted about being yourself. You know, that's what a lovely gift that would be, you know, if you decide to do that and be that in a microsecond. It's a microsecond awareness, you know. You do not need to do personal therapy, but if you want to, by all means, you will. But, you know, all these things are literally nanosecond, microsecond self-expressions that really have a longevity within you. You know, you feel the lightness and brightness. You have this tenderness of your being that just gifts itself of others through life itself. And you see through a different mind's eye. And it, that, you know, if you so desire, you know, we recommend it. We've witnessed people become that for themselves, and their life is transformed. And it's not that they didn't have a life that they were happy with, but they were curious. They wanted to know more about what they are. They wanted to expand with what they are. They wanted to grow and bloom, you know, simply blooming. They're simply blooming. So there's so much you can be. There's so much you can experience. But one of the things we like to highlight with all these experiences is that there's nothing you're creating outside of yourself that's more intelligent than you, you know. With all the things that are going on in your world that, you know, where intelligence is put out into some other capsule, you know, you are the pivotal of intelligence, as is nature. Nature is also incredibly consciously intelligent in the sense of true intelligence, you know. And its thinking processes aren't the same as a human being because it does not require it to function. It doesn't require that at all. And in truth, people do not either, but it's become a reliance because that's the way human beings have decided to evolve to an extent. Until they awaken something else within and they realize that's not required. Some of you will want to keep that and some of you will want to let go of it. It's, you know, very personal. It's a very personal choice and totally up to you. But coming back to transformation and transcendence and ascension, that you have different, you know, each one of you has a different understanding of what that is. We ourselves come from the epicenter of all that and recognize that it's the source of all that is. And whatever your meaning is, and you end up at the same epicenter, which is source energy. So some of you call it God, some of you call it source energy, some of you call it cosmos, you know, some of you all have your own names for it, but it is all energy regardless of what you call it, what you feel at ease with. And it's a pivotal shift in perception. And also for sound frequency vibration, when you really truly understand how magical you are in your abilities, you know. And we will say in the frequency that we're sharing, you know, it is not only a safe world, but it is also one of harmony. And, you know, when you see what is possible through that understanding, you realize, you know, there's a funny thing that some people are very, you know, disturbed by the thought of when someone feels there's a utopian understanding. But I think it's the definition of how people see your utopia. For how we're coming from when we use the word harmony, that is utopia in the way that we know it exists in other existences. And it's an allowance of all that is in harmony of itself, you know. So that's as much as we can say, because otherwise your interpretation will start to water that away in such a way that it will become whatever you'd like it to become. But when you're ready to understand what is said, then it'll just be known, you know, and it won't trigger you. You know, we've watched this many times, and we've been in interviews with people, and they've, you know, that something has been said, and they've been triggered by something, and, you know, some of you study the Vedas, and some of you study the Mahabharata, and some of you study, you know, Lao Tzu and some of the ancient texts. But really, the text that you are right now, as you're creating your vital life force, is the text that is most pivotal for you in your current state of presence. You know, it has all the answers for you. So as beautiful as those texts are, and, you know, I scribed the Mahabharata, you know, it was an interesting journey in itself. But, you know, to deny yourself of your own inner knowing, you know, why do that? You know, of course, it's okay if you do. You don't need us to say that. But, you know, there's so much wonderment in your now moment, and you're so capable. And if you could gain anything from those texts and those ancient wonders that exist always, they're an eternal essence, is to know that you are all of that and so much more, you know. So that is something that we wanted to share. We're doing another collaboration over the weekend, and we're going to post that for you all with Professor Vishnu Nair from the UK. So we're super excited to join up with him again. And Shiva, Lord Shiva and Parvati will be the stabilizers in that collaboration. So that's going to be very interesting. There are beautiful energies, but they're also the mirroring back to all of what we are as Shakti Shiva, which is the primordial energy. And, you know, people put a persona on something, so that's how you get those names. But really, they're all that is in the Shakti Shiva, macrocosm, microcosm. And so there's many, many understandings in that. When you really see through the illusion of a personification, then that's, you know, another frequency of wow, you know, and that would be an understatement. But anyway, so stay tuned. We'll be uploading that shortly. Happy journeying, happy simply blooming to you all. When you are co-creative in your wonderment and your state of playfulness and laughter, it's exquisite for all those in the cosmos to witness and be part of, especially for those of you who actually call other beings in to play with. You know, Isis always does. She's got like millions of beings that come in and have a little play. You know, the other night, just very quickly before we say TTFN, is, you know, she was laying in bed and Dao Kool with Kuan Yin came in and knelt by her bed and just started discoursing with her. You know, she was just loving every minute of it because she just was so fascinated that they just did a pop by. You know, so there is so much wonderment as multidimensional beings, but those multi dimensions are also this dimension. you know, they're not separate. So you can call in whoever you want in a being through love and light. You know, that's where it comes from. And, you know, they all show up, you know, just to just be present or have a chat. So namaste to all of you. Thank you so much for participating. Thank you for your art of inquiry. This is where this podcast came from. And those of you who know you had those questions, that's we know that we've answered them. So thank you so much for them. We always appreciate them. Feel free to put some more questions into the ether and I'll be gladly gathering them up and putting them in my goodie bag to respond to you through a podcast. I also respond directly, you know. You do not have to wait for a media upload. We're always available. So Om Gam Ganapate Namaha. May all your obstacles be removed and your pathway be made clear. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye, darlings. Bye-bye.